The medical charity Doctors Without Borders is calling on US President Barack Obama to back an independent international investigation into the bombing of its hospital in Afghanistan. The US airstrike destroyed the hospital, killing 10 patients and 12 medical staff. North America correspondent Ben Knight reports.
The Doctors Without Borders charity is not hiding its anger over the airstrike on its hospital in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz.
Even war has rules.
Its U.S. director is Jason Cohn.
In Kunduz, our patients burned in their beds. Our doctors, nurses, and other staff were killed as they worked. Our colleagues had to operate on each other. One of our doctors died on an improvised operating table, an office desk, while his colleagues tried to save his life.
Overnight, the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter, repeated the promise that there will be a full investigation.
And we'll make the findings of that investigation known as they are found, and will hold accountable any responsible for conduct that was improper.
But quite simply, the charity does not trust the US military to internally investigate what it says is a possible war crime.
Particularly given the inconsistencies in the US and Afghan accounts of what happened over recent days.
And the story has changed a number of times. The first statements from the US military said that American forces had come under fire, but later it said the airstrikes were called in by Afghan forces who were coming under fire from the Taliban. But Doctors Without Borders says there was no fighting in or near its hospital before the airstrikes. Then on Tuesday, the US military chief in Afghanistan, General John Campbell, admitted that the decision was made within the US chain of command, and that the hospital was mistakenly struck. Doctors Without Borders, which is also known by its French acronym MSF, wants an independent international investigation into the attack. But MSF has also said how it wants the investigation to be done. It wants to invoke the International Humanitarian Fact-Finding Commission. If you've never heard of it, that is not surprising. It was established in 1991 under the Geneva Conventions, but it's never been used. For it to be activated, one of the signatory nations has to sponsor an investigation, and MSF says in this case, that sponsor country should be the United States.
We are calling on President Obama to consent to the fact-finding commission. Doing so will send a powerful signal of the U.S. government's commitment to and respect for international humanitarian law and the rules of war. This is not only about the deaths of our staff and patients in Kunduz, it is about the safety and security of our medical teams around the world working in conflict zones.
A short time ago, the White House spokesman Josh Earnest said that Barack Obama has personally apologized for the attack in a phone call with the president of MSF.
When we make a mistake, we're honest about it, we own up to it, we apologize where necessary, as the president did in this case. You know, we continue to have confidence that the Department of Defense investigation that's underway will be able to yield the kind of full accounting in a transparent, thorough, and objective way that everybody seeks.
This is Ben Knight in Washington, reporting for AM.